Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, good evening.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Good evening. Good evening, all. Welcome to Hut
hey.
News. We're back.
Yep.
We're back. It's been a while.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How you doing, boss lady?
I'm all right. What's that noise I hear in the background?
Darius.
Yeah.
Darius, we're gonna have to mute you. You got a lot. You got too much going on background, brother. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess it. Yeah, he did say he was traveling. So, you know.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, he's in a high leased area with a lot of background noise. So, Okay. So what's going on, lady?
Oh, nothing much. It's been raining big time, raining all for the last 2 days, so I've been getting a lot of work done. Trying to work on some things. I'm excited about being back on the news scene here.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the current events and what's going on. It's a lot. Like, where do you start? I don't even know where to start. It's just so crazy now.
Got a lot to work with.
Right. It's like, where do you start? Like, we are talking about this president of the United States. That's all people are talking about. And it kind of overshadows a lot of the other things that's going on in the United States. I'm actually tired of hearing about this court case. I think they're all criminals, and, you know, they all know that whatever the outcome is going to be, this is something that the United States is kind of like, it was before my time, but like Watergate, you know, all them different things that happened before my time, this is going to be something that's going to be talked about to the end of time. That we have this much corruption. Well, it's out in the front street. It's been corrupt over there in the White House. But this much corruption and people, I guess I'm thinking to myself, how could you think that you could run for the United States, president of the United States, win, and all your dirt don't come out?
Because he didn't expect to win. He really did not expect to win. And we have evidence.
You want to put criminals in the White House as if they shit wasn't going to come out.
Man. Well, see, you know what it was. He put these people, wherever man with limited intelligence of pretty much a lot of things, but most of all, the bureaucracy of government, not knowing how government works. Thinking that, oh, I can put him in, I can protect him, nobody's going to say I'm the president. And when we've seen him time and time again think he can do whatever the hell he wants, and then he found out that there's checks and balances, there's protocol, and he's not used to that. You know, we found out of all the men in the world to put as the president, we found a guy who's not used to any kind of checks and balances, you know. Mm. So just look at the way he runs his fraudulent real estate company. So that just gives you an idea of how he's the most unqualified person to go into the world's largest bureaucracy and become the world's most powerful man. So, you know, but this has been one hell of a week in news. I have never in my life,
yeah.
I thought George Bush was the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, Donald Trump, Sunday to Sunday. God darn it. Every time I turned around, it was just something with this guy. Like, God, man. And if it wasn't him, it was something going on in the country that screwed up because of him. You know, we had the 1 year anniversary of Charlottesville. Situation with the Nazis and, you know, patrolling the streets. We had, we have New York Congressman Chris Collins has been charged with insider trading. He's arrested, Republican. I mean, this has been absolutely crazy.
Well, crazy. All this stuff has been, like, we know that this corrupt stuff has been going on, but we didn't expect to know that it, you know, for it to come out like this all at once, you know. We usually, the United States normally has a history of having a scandal, right? Like, I remember when Madoff got all those people for their money. That was like, man, that was like a big deal for a long time. This dude that we watched him in court and all this kind of shit, knew he was going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, and then we got through that, you know. But this is, like, overwhelming. Like, This is like every day, all day. It's like you don't know what. Like I didn't have to cut the news off for like a week. Every day, and then you still get it. We got so much. With so much technology, you still get it. Facebook or pop up. I'm like, then I gotta go. Now I gotta cut it on and see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So Giuliani trying to backtrack with his good criminal self. It's just like, hey, if you're a criminal or if you and he's shiesty, and I seen an interview with Chris Christie. I turned the TV off. I didn't even want to know what he was saying. He was up
I
on the
love
news.
This interview.
Had, wait,
I
the
love
thing
it.
That killed me. Okay, you can tell me about that. The thing that put the icing on the cake when I seen the other night, Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, okay, this dude, I posted on my Facebook page, mental health is real. This dude is like really far gone. And he's talking like a person that is maybe under the influence of something, but he's clearly lucid, and he is cognitive of what he's saying, so he's not slurring in his speech or anything like that. He's dead ass serious. This dude is getting, you know, listen.
Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel said, Jimmy Kimmel said, you have to watch, I don't know if you've seen it, I posted on my Facebook page. He straight shut his tail down. He shut him down. He said,
looking
but
stupid.
you said that Bush didn't like black people. How, with the little bit of stuff that Bush did, how could you not say that Trump don't like black people? Oh my God. And then stupid sits up there in the chair. He was lost for words. And then he said, okay, you stew on that. We're going to commercial break. I said, what the hell is going on around here, man? It's like no escaping it. And if I was sitting over in another country, because I'm an American, I would have to be tuning in to see what y'all got going on over here. I would be embarrassed. Like, man.
Well, you know, when it comes to Kanye has mastered the art of playing a very good TV villain. He says and does things for heat. He plays a good TV villain. he says things for heat. When he has something to push, he comes out and says something completely stupid. The next thing you know, you see there's an album about to come out, or one of his major artists got a video come out. There's always something to keep his name in the press. Kanye West.
No, but he's also told, no, some of that is not what he got stuff going on. So you're saying all his stupidity and the shit that he's saying, I don't believe that, Hakim.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm not saying there's something wrong with him. What I'm saying is he's not a retard. He is a marketing, he's just like 50. Whenever it's time for power to come around, when the new season starts, 50 goes on a tirade. 50 is an all-year-round harasser, but he goes extra hard when power comes around. You know what I mean? And anybody who knows public relations, Kanye West's PR, whoever that person is, deserves a badge of goddamn honor. They deserve the medal honor of courage for taking him on as a client, because I couldn't do it. He says things. And when his foot's stuck in his mouth, he has that faraway look and pretends like he's fucking retarded. He's not retarded. He went and married that little damn piece of trash, knowing damn well that girl's going to be money to the day she dies. He made sure he put his money with her money, and then mom's managing all the money. Kanye West is a slick fox. He plays dumb, but he knows what the hell he's doing. Now, is he a piece of shit? Sure is. In my book, he is. Because all I know is, when all this stuff started, the Yeezys came out. Then an album came out. When he was on TMZ, all these things came out right around the same time he was on TMZ. Then he did. Then the interview with Charlamagne was released. So it's a media play. Even Charlamagne knew it. Everybody knows it. If you watch these guys, it's like wrestling. It's like watching wrestling. Some guys go out there, talk, you know, they talk shit, then they say, you know, they go home, be good family men. It's called heat.
Right.
And that's what he loves. See, that's how he makes his money. But shout out to Jimmy Kimmel for shutting that shit down.
That's
because
my boy,
it's like
Jimmy
Kimmel.
You gotta
expose him. Yeah, you gotta expose him. And then he comes to the hood with his hand out. You know, he comes up with this marketing ploy, putting two butt naked women in his ugly ass sneakers. One of them looks like his wife. Kanye, you see the and was it May or June? Right around the time he went on TMZ and went ape shit, talking about slavery was a choice. A week and a half later, 2 weeks tops, they start releasing pictures of two naked women wearing Yeezys. His new sneaker deal he got with Yeezys. You ain't heard about Yeezys? The $250, $500 sneakers that he got a contract with Adidas?
With Adidas?
Adidas. Go when you get a chance, Google Yeezys. Like he called himself
what's
Yeezys.
Y-E-E-Y-E-E-Z-Y-S.
Mm-hmm. Those are his sneakers that he has with, that he's contracted with Adidas. They're the ugliest shit. They look like old people.
Get the hell out of here. I did not know that.
Like literally the next damn week, by the end of that week, TMZ is showing Kanye's stuff that he was putting out promoting his new sneaks that go, you know, because, you know, he keeps putting out clothing.
Kim Kardashian probably, Kim Kardashian probably designed.
No,
oh, yeah.
I don't think so. Because as much as I don't like Kim, she screamed pop fashion. This shit here, it looks like them sneakers. You ever see old people who walk the mall early in the morning before they open up? That's what them shits look like.
I see.
Some old
Yeezys. Shout out to my older people.
Get y'all some Yeezys.
And he won how much?
I saw some for $4.95.
Man, they don't even pay Jordans that much. What's wrong with him? You got to really reach back and get some Jordans for that much. Yeah, these is ugly. Look at these zebra joints. Well, hey, you know what? Maybe the white kids that, you know, they follow his white following would like this kind of thing. $365 for this? Is there some suede or some leather on here anywhere?
I have no idea, but I guess what? I'm not going to get close enough to find out.
$600?
You're paying for his name, basically. You know?
But his name is garbage, man.
Hey, you know, because the mental health piece has been brought up, not just us, you know, it's been covered on a couple of different you know, the shows, and of course, The Breakfast Club has covered it. Charlamagne has covered it. Dish Nation has covered it. You know, everyone, you know, says the same thing. Hey, I think something ain't nothing wrong with that motherfucker. I'm sure something's wrong with him because he's had some hardships in his life, but he ain't that goddamn free. So.
Yeah. No, but you ought to hear him. He's not. I don't think he's making that up. When I was watching him on TMZ, I said, oh, you mental health, it's just so obvious. Something's wrong with you, man.
I think he suffers from some form of stress or panic disorder or something that makes him go ape shit. We saw signs of it when he did the thing at the award ceremony that, you know, back those so many years back when he bust out there saying that, you know, Beyonce should have won this and won that. I mean, you have to look at the bigger picture. And when you look at the fact that Jay-Z is nothing but money, all he thinks is money, and he only deals with people for the bigger picture, how is it that him and Kanye had such a great relationship and now it's just absolutely trash?
He said in his interview, Jay-Z said that there's some underlying stuff going on. He'll always be his brother. But he was mad. He, you know, it was already some stuff going on. Basically what Jay-Z was saying, like, our shit was already on the rocks. And you getting married to Kim Kardashian, And our shit is already on the, you know, we ain't on good terms, as you know, as like we used to be. I'm seeing some shit that, right? So he blamed it on the fact that him and Beyonce, and I know B was like, nah. I hear she don't too much cut it up with Kardashian anyway, right?
She don't.
You know, he all going on this rant talking about how his feelings was hurt that Jay-Z didn't come up to his wedding, him and B. And dude was like, you know, Kanye was like, I knew that, you know, our stuff was, you know, not on good terms like we used to be, but we family, so family still come to the wedding. You know, it's bullshit like that. And where's the love at? Man, get your good special throat off Down syndrome stuff out of here, man. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Man.
This is what happens. Listen, I'm far from a racist. But this is what happens when you hang around with a bunch of white people all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like them. You sound like Kris Jenner. That's who you sound like. You sitting over there with them and all them special. They know how to make money because of Kris Jenner. She taught them, mm-hmm. She didn't teach them nothing else, how to brand themselves and make money. But they're not talented. What they talented for? A scandal? And you sitting your special... The father of the whole Jenner. Look at him, man. That's thrown off, miss. Out of here with that bullshit. That ain't no real black stuff right there, man. That is not black stuff. And that's what happens when you distance yourself from your culture and your people. I'm listening to some of his rap music too, and I'm like, man, this is garbage. What are you talking about? Next thing you know, you start sitting up here talking about something. Listen, you can only do so much stuff for attention. After a while, that shit is mental health. Your mental health, that's thrown off next. At least when 50 Cent do shit, it's black shit.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? And Kanye West is not the only one that do that. You got a whole bunch of celebrities that need to, all of a sudden, they just come out of the blue with some throwed off shit to be relevant.
I'm telling you.
But this shit is just really, white people that do that stuff, see, who's the last person that did that? So he needed to get some, who was that? The dude from Transformers.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf?
Special self. Shia LaBeouf running around here acting special all outdoors. He needed to be relevant because he was getting ready to do that one movie. That one movie was a flop, or whatever the case may be. So he needed to get relevant. He do white shit. You know, fight the bodyguard at the club. He don't get on TV on TMZ and start talking about white people stink and trailer park trash. You understand what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
He's a stoner. That's the problem with him. He's pretty much blackballed at this point by Hollywood. Because he's either Shia LaBeouf.
Will be back in the movies. His father is famous. He come from actors. He got enough money to live or whatever. But I'm using him as an example. He didn't go. You know, he didn't get on TV. Start talking about his race. The shit I'm talking about. Kanye West. He is one thing to act special, but then you're gonna get on TMZ and talk about slavery. Was a choice?
Man,
that's past trying to get relevant again. That's thrown offness. He meant that when he said that.
But here's the most important part. He could have said that he was on interviews throughout that whole week. He made sure that he did it on the hottest show at that prime time slot. He made sure he did it then. He made sure he did it during the daytime because it was during TMZ Live. They just re-aired it throughout the day, and, of course, it went national because it was Kanye West. But he did it during the afternoon where TMZ just pretty much kills everybody during that time cycle because there's nothing on but soap operas and Jerry freaking Springer. So anybody with brains, you know, who's not a part of that crowd, they'll watch TMZ Live during the afternoon, like the random lunch hours. And he made sure he came there and made that announcement. He could have said anything. He could have just stayed on talking about how much he loves Trump. When he say Trump is his brother and he loves him, they have a kindred dragon spirit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, my God. Man. Hey, man. And it was funny because when I came out and I was on Instagram keyholing his ass, all, you know, the so-called black radicals came out coming at me, talking about, nah, brother, you're going too far. That's not what he meant. He came out and he retracted that. And I said, come on, man, get the fuck. How do you retract Trump is my brother? Because I don't know about y'all, but Trump is my enemy. Anybody who don't like my skin color is my damn enemy. So if he's my enemy and Kanye is going to be his brother, then what does that tell you? It's like, come on. But now everybody sees.
I don't believe that Kanye believes that Donald Trump is his brother. His ass have mental health problems. And he's sitting over there. Usually, majority of the men that deal with them damn Kardashians come out fucked off, excuse me for cussing, messed off, and they got issues, you know, those that don't get away from them. They sitting over there talking to him and telling them free love and spirit and all that stupid shit. And you forget, you lose yourself.
Hey,
you done lost yourself.
Dudes that mess with them Kardashians, some of them, the problem with them, they be knocking them up. But guess what? What they end up doing? They go running off with another chick.
Speaking of which, because this family here is just, man, I hope, to my young people, please, please, man, listen, did the girl have a baby with the dude, Tristan, and then the dude, he left her? And then he came back and married her?
I think it went like that. I think around the time that she was having the baby, wasn't he with 2-3 chicks that night?
Yes. Then I saw and they still, and I turned the TV off.
And the worst part is, I mean, they were out together. They got a sex tape. I mean, they're back together these days. I mean, they literally have a sex tape out. It's like Tristan and whoever that Kardashian, I get them all mixed up. They're all garbage to me. It's like trying to figure out
Kardashian.
Yeah. I mean, Khloe, all of them have a sex tape except the youngest one. And I even heard that her and Travis Scott got one. So I haven't seen it. It's supposed to be one of them leaked tapes. But see, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Khloe Kardashian has a sex tape out with who?
Whoever, Tristan, her man.
Oh,
it's an old tape. It ain't even from this. It's old from when they were before she even got pregnant.
Okay, but they ain't been dating but maybe 2 years.
Well, you got to remember though, when your first year is when you do all that wild shit in this modern society. You know, you dating, you got sex dates, you sending each other, pics, and, you know, that first year when the energy's up, you're doing all kinds of weird shit. You know what I mean? So it's understandable. That's why everybody started to say, yeah, okay, no big deal, because this is around the time when they first got together. So it's just like Kim and Ray J. They were together at the time where that sex tape was done. They were only, a year in or something? And, you know, if nobody really gave a shit, it was a really good tape. That's it. So I mean, sex tapes now in modern society is almost, you know, like a nipple slip. That's just how it is now. Everybody got a sex tape right now. So
wow.
But yeah.
And let me just say this. We'll go on record by saying this. I remember when Kylie Jenner was little. And I remember when she used to hang out with her dad like that, you know, they used to show her every now and again. She was the one, I used to be like, ugh, she was horrible looking. Mm. Like, she looked horrible as a kid growing up. And now, money has made her look like a goddamn rock star.
That's where it is. And her
she was horrible. They go back and look at them pictures. Somebody had showed them pictures of her when she was little. Oh, my God. Wow. I don't even know what to say. And this is her baby's with who? Who's Kylie Jenner's baby with?
Now, Kylie, I think she's with Travis Scott, the rapper.
That's right.
If I'm not
mistaken. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
right.
Like I get some things mixed up, you know. It's they're all the same bunch of filth to me, you know. Now I ain't gonna lie, I did used to watch Khloé's show that she had. I can't remember what network it was, but it was one of them deals where she invites women of entertainment and they sit around and they just talk about women's issues, you know, sexual health. Breast cancer, that kind of thing.
You had a show?
And it was a show, yeah. He said, come on. After the first 6 or 7 episodes, my schedule changed, so I stopped watching. But I only watched it because she had women of not just entertainment, but women of good, you know, good thinking women, black women, white women, whatever. And it was good conversation. You know me, I'm a sucker for good conversation. So I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. She didn't, you know, now, of course, she had her hoedowns where she had, what's the chick from Philly? Amber Rose, and then she had somebody else, and then she had the chick that sang T-shirt and her panties on, come on and sit down and have coffee and perform. It started turning into fuckery, so I stopped watching it. And, you know, I tried to keep up with it, but my schedule changed, and I didn't even care to go on demand with it. So, but for a second, it was good stuff. Because they were really talking about things that were important. And it was supposed to be like this girl talk type show. And, you know, I lost track of it. But, yeah.
And so I take it that it's not on anymore?
I, you know what? I really don't know. Like I said, I kind of, after I saw Adina Howard and Amber Rose, I kind of didn't care. You know what I mean?
Tell me how how Kylie Jenner built a $900 million fortune in less than 3 years.
Well, from it's my understanding, you know, one mom is a money whiz, and one mom is a money wizard.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if there are such things. Is money growing on trees? Mom got the seeds. Okay, she put that girl in front of a lot of the fashion people, made some investments, start opening up her own line, and she I can't lie, she did it right. You know, she has a perfume line, she has a clothing line, and she has stuff that is literally selling every single day. You know, and she's a mogul. She's her own mogul at a young age.
So she has a cosmetic makeup company. She has a tap her black iPhone X. What is that? With a silver glittery nail, and turns the screen around to show a employee's vending machine. What the hell? She has lip kits. Patent Louis Vuitton's bright red soles, I think, need to be clear. She looks way America's women billionaires. She looks way older than 21.
Yeah. I remember when she was 16, TMZ was showing pictures of her on the beach, and, you know, the guys in that little room was going crazy. Like, remember, she's still a kid. You know what I mean? So, but there's another thing. Remember, she's been collaborating with PacSun, the clothing company, her and Kendall, since 2012. So, like, she got in the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole lip kit, the Kylie Cosmetics. The mobile app and the iTunes app. I mean, she created apps and they were like number in the top 10 in Google Play and iTunes, that kind of thing. So I mean, hey,
what is a lip kit?
I don't know, something to make your lips look
consisting
more
perfumed.
I remember
of a matching set of lipstick and lip liner.
Yeah.
It has sold more than 630 million worth of makeup since, including an estimated 330 million in 2017.
Yeah.
Who's buying this? It must be overseas.
No, it's worldwide. You know, hey, look at it this way. Her net worth, according to Forbes magazine, her net worth is $900
million. Wow.
You figure it out. You figure that shit out. Because I can't, you know. And the reason why she's her net worth, which means not what she got in the bank, but if she was to sell everything that her name is attached to, she'd be worth $900 million. So she's not liquid $900 million. But you know, she's worth so much because she's the 100% owner of her cosmetic line. She wanted no partners. Yeah. Yeah, in August 2018, Forbes has predicted that she is going to become the youngest self-made billionaire ever. Here's the truth. At the end of the day, I have to double-check this, but I think she's worth way more than Kim.
More than Kim?
So, at the end of the day,
Kim been in the business a long time.
Well, Kim ain't nowhere near as smart as Kylie either. Her net worth is $300 million. Kylie's is worth three times that much.
Mm.
So, there you go. There you go.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow. Well, you know, part of it is, you know, putting yourself out there. You know, she was positioned by her mom. Her mom, Kris Jenner, is the one behind all of this. Each one of her kids, if she didn't do nothing else, she's setting them up for life.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I mean, they've never
been broke.
Mm-mm. You know, dad left them. Even, you know, one, Bruce is never going to be broke. He's... I watched once. I can't remember what I was watching. They said, "Shit, Bruce is still spending his money from the box of Wheaties." So, you know, and mom married him, even though Pop Rob Kardashian died and left her a shitload of money and the kids a bunch of money. So she was money and married into more money. There you go. You know, now mom must have figured out and Kim must have figured out that sex sells, and we already knew that, but. You know how we say that just in passing, you know, hey, sex sells. Well, when you look that up in a dictionary, you should see Kim's face. She has mastered that. In 2015, she was the highest paid, reality show personality. She made $53 million that year.
Who did?
Kim.
Kim Kardashian made $53 million from reality show?
$53 million that year because she was the highest paid person on reality show. So, hey, my thing is this, I can't argue with results. So there's a sense of it depends on where you're at morally. You know, if your moral values say, you know what, I can't support her. And the same thing with Paris Hilton. Yeah, Paris Hilton did the same shit. She did it before Kim. And it landed her a big time, what, a 7-8 year deal with Fox? So, you know, her sex tape came out first, and Kim and Paris Hilton were friends. So Kim said, fuck it, let me go do it too.
Sex sells. So anything freaky, sex, that's going to get some dollars in your pocket.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
It don't work for everybody because Black China's still running around giving her booty up to, Black China has a bunch of different sex tapes, and she still ain't, you know, still ain't where they at.
She trying to do what?
She got a whole bunch of sex tapes. She's still giving a booty up on video, and it ain't getting her that where she trying to be. Her mom is out there twerking. I was watching a video yesterday of Black China Mom out there making it clap.
What?
So, yeah. So it's like, you know, that's just where we're at. I mean, it's.
So why do you think it worked for Kim Kardashian?
Well, one, when you look at the timing of everything that happened, the internet was peaking because that's what carried everything over. 24-hour news cycles and entertainment companies were getting more raunchier and raunchier. VH1 were getting more raunchier. MTV was getting more raunchier. BET was we're talking about In the Cut. Anybody who remember In the Cut on BET, no, that was nothing but damn near porn at 2 o'clock in the morning. So when you have your three major entertainment networks, BET, MTV, and VH1, who are all owned by the same company, getting raunchier and raunchier, and their number one group of people who are watching is young people, then compile that with more internet being acceptable on electronic devices, more homes were getting computers with internet, so let me go pull that up. Boom, there you go. It happened at the right time. Now, it don't mean nothing. Cardi B, I didn't watch four Cardi B sex tapes. Guess what? Did it help her? No. What helped her is
Cardi
she got
B
on
got
that
a
dance
sex
show.
Tape too?
Cardi B is a former stripper. Cardi B was a straight up thot. And those are all old, but did it help her? No. You know, look at Eve. Her and Stevie got a sex tape. Did it help Eve? No.
Eve and Stevie?
Yeah, remember they were together. They're in a relationship at one point.
Eve?
So one of the Eve from Philly, yeah. You know?
I did not know that.
And
wow.
It's only about a good 13 seconds, but it's the best 13 seconds I've ever seen Eve in. that was a phenomenon. Paris Hilton did it. And when she did it, the internet was out there, but it wasn't in every home. But her being a Hilton, and it was the shock, like, oh my God, it's Paris Hilton from the Hilton, you know, family. And
yeah.
she was a socialite. She's our first real social media socialite or internet socialite. She's like the first real breakout one, you know. Like I did a show on this about a couple months ago. Like the breakout people, like we talked about, like the Osbournes were the first real breakout for reality shows, and they saw how following these crazy retarded half high ass retarded people around was big money. So next thing you know, everybody came out with a reality show. You know what I mean? So they were the forerunners of that. Then Paris Hilton, she was the one with the sex tape. The next thing you know, she got that show. Remember when everybody was going, that's hot. Paris started that shit. She was literally trying to trademark it, but she couldn't because it's too common a thing. So it was like
she was trying to trademark what?
That's hot.
The word
that's hot? The term. Not the word.
Oh,
the term.
Okay.
That's hot. Damn, that's hot. Because that's all she said on the show. That's hot. It's so hot. It's hot. There was white girls running with T-shirts. I saw black girls too.
Uh-huh.
That's hot. So, you know, so it's, and then by the time Kim did it, and she did it with a black man, that's what made it. That's what brought the hood in. That's what brought and it was Brandy's little brother. So he became a grown man at that. That's the day he stopped being Brandy's little brother to certain people. So, you know, he was the talk of the town. You know, he was the talk of the town. I mean, everybody know that him and Kim were together. That was his model girlfriend. But
who?
Kim Kardashian. That was Brandy's girlfriend. I mean, Ray J's girlfriend.
Oh, Ray J, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yep.
I wanted to touch. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, because I brought up a couple of topics. What are you going to bring up?
I just wanted to touch on two quick things. Starting back last this past not this Saturday, last Saturday, where oh boy, where Trump decided to get up in the morning and go after LeBron James and Don Lemon and Maxine Waters that day.
What?
And of course,
what did he
and of course,
see, this is why I haven't been watching the news for a week. What did he say about LeBron James?
Well, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike.
He what?
Now, mind you, he said he likes Mike. You know, the big debate, who's the best ever, LeBron or Michael Jordan?
Oh, okay.
I like Mike.
So Don Lemon, that's my boy, interviews
mm-hmm.
LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells LeBron James he likes Michael Jordan.
He pretty much said Don Lemon made LeBron look smart. Now, mind you, just prior to that week, the first week of August or the end of July, he made some comments calling LeBron, you know, intelligent. And see, that's his thing. Maxine Waters, for months, he's been saying she's not smart. LeBron James, he's not smart. Don Lemon, he's not smart. So you follow the pattern. All the black people ain't too smart. We're dumb. That's his stab at us. So very low IQ. That's what he said about Maxine Waters.
Okay.
So
Maxine Waters, I know, stayed in his ass. What I'm
saying is,
are you saying that Donald Trump said that, or are you saying that?
No, that's Donald Trump. Right.
Okay,
that's
you didn't say
said.
Don Lemon said that LeBron James was stupid.
No, he.
Okay, Donald Trump. That's what he said. That Don Lemon, because Don Lemon stays in his ass too, LeBron James, and I don't know what LeBron James said about him, but Maxine Waters definitely talks about his ass. He said
mm-hmm.
that all three of them in a tweet was dumb.
No. Is that day he went into all of them, but he attacked LeBron earlier. Around the second or the third or something like that. Then when he saw the LeBron interview on Don Lemon's show, he took some more shots. Said LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Took shots at both of them at the same damn time.
Trump said that Don Lemon was the dumbest man on TV.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. So. Well, I have to cut on CNN because I know Don Lemon got in that ass.
Oh, yeah, he responded. I just don't have it in front of me because that was about a week ago.
I have it in front of me.
Yeah.
On August the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they asked Kellyanne Conway to name some black people in the office in the White House, and she couldn't come up with one.
Nope, there aren't any. The White House is truly the White House. The only black person that was really there that was left, Trump fired her. Black woman who has been there for three administrations. And her job was to make sure that the internal facilities was all in order. And, you know, she wasn't a housekeeper or something. She supervised the White House's, you know, infrastructure, making sure that everybody who does their jobs, she did that. She did it for Bush. Obama kept her both for the I think she came in Bush's last term. Obama did it two terms. And she came with the White House. And about 3 months, 3 or 4 months ago, Trump fired her. He fired her. So officially made it an all-white house.
Wow. Well.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising, but sad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you knew the NFL Hall of Fame was last Saturday.
Okay.
And I wanted to give a shout out to the good brother Randy Moss. which is always going to be one of my favorite wide receivers. And he made sure that he rocked that tie. I don't know if you heard about it that Saturday night over in Canton, Ohio. He wore a tie stitched with the names of Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Akai Gurley, Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, Alton Sterling, Trayvon Martin, and a few other victims of police brutality. You know, and it's he rocked it and stole the show. I mean, as soon as he got up there, they all bum rushed him. Hey, you know, and he said, I wanted to be able to express with my tie to let these families know that they're not alone. You know, I'm not here voicing, but these names on my tie and a big platform as the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's a lot of stuff going on in our country, and I just wanted to let these families know that they're not alone. So shout out to them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Who was that? Randy
that was
Moss.
Randy Moss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was super geeked up about that. I was like, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Right.
Well, you know, there's trouble in the house with Trump and Ivanka. You know, not Trump and Ivanka, but Trump and the family, because it seems like they're starting to come out on their own with their own messages. As Trump was bashing LeBron, you know, wifey, whatever her name is, Mama Trump, sister, you know, the wife, the mail order bride, I like to call her. She came out praising LeBron and for what he's doing in his investments to send the kids to school. And she said that, you know, she's hoping that she can come visit the school once everything is finalized and up and running. So, you know, shout out to her for that. Then Trump's daughter came out last week and said, you know, the Trump image, the family separations is a low point in this presidency. This is a very low point. So it's almost like they see the writing on the wall. And it's like, okay, we're not going to be in this White House forever. So we got to say and do things. We got to start planning for the future, because with Paul Manafort case going on, nobody knows how that shit's going to turn out and what kind of Pandora's box that's going to open up about. That's why Trump went so crazy over the last week, because he had to go crazy to distract you from the Manafort trial. So, but it's clearly they see some writing on the wall, like, all right, look, we got to do something here. I am not going to go down with this shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it might be a little rockiness, but they still going to stand together when it all comes to a head.
Yep.
I don't believe that.
Yep.
The last thing I want to touch on real quick, I want to shout out Spike Lee. He's getting a nod. This movie, got this movie produced and done about his black officer, his new movie, The Black Klansman. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I plan to. I know it's based off a true story, so I'm all on board with it.
I have to be very careful, because some things like that I have to watch at home, because But anyway, shout out to Spike Lee. I hope it's a good movie. It does what it sends a message, like you always do. Appreciate you for still staying true to the game and writing movies and producing movies and making movies that they still send a message and you know, speaks to our community.
Yeah. So, I have a couple. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more things here with Trump. And, of course, that walking pile of garbage, Laura Ingraham. I don't know if you heard about her and her tirade that took place at the closing of last week, where she was bashing about, you know, illegal immigration, and they didn't vote for to have all these open door policies, blah blah blah. She complained about the things that's illegal and the things that was legal. You know, so of course, advertisers start buzzing. So Fox Media come out and give a half-assed apology, and she ended up doubling down. So again, find out who the advertisers on Laura Ingraham show and start boycotting. Get her ass off like they did Bill O'Reilly and everybody else that needs to go. And have you ever heard Trump, this is funny, you ever heard Trump complain about a particular form of immigration? He called it chain migration or chain migration. And that was his term for a long-standing United States federal law that says if an immigrant can come here, do good, get cleared, they can bring over their immediate family. They can bring over mom and dad or a brother or sister. But they have to go through this process. It takes a while. Now, this could be anywhere from 1 year to some people are waiting 15, 20 years.
That's because he just did that for his in-laws.
Well, but that's the funny part, because as he keeps coming out, every time he goes out and goes to the South, he's going to end chain migration. And lo and behold, his in-laws get chain migration. And we have not heard one peep out of him about it. So, I think it was Steve Colbert said, well, Trump didn't comment about it. Maybe that's why he hates it. He don't want his in-laws in town. So, I mean, it's unbelievable, the hypocrisy. And, of course, you know, I was watching MSNBC and CNN throughout the weekend, and the general consensus seems to say it's mighty funny how quickly they got this process, when everybody else has to wait for 1, 2, 10, 20 years.
Right. Yep.
So there's definitely some favoritism.
Yep.
All right. We're down to 1 minute and 53 seconds. You had another topic you want to squeeze in?
No, I think that's it. I wanted to make sure I got in about Spike Lee. I may touch on it a little bit more after I've seen the movie. On my show. Nope, that's it for me. I think we touched on quite a bit of topics as quickly as we could. If we need to go into more detail about some of these stories as they evolve, we'll talk about it next week. We'll pick up where we left off next week.
Yep. Next week we'll definitely talk about how that federal judge threatened Attorney Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen with a contempt order for trying to smuggle a lady who's supposed to appear in court. They got her up in the middle of the night and tried to smuggle her to El Salvador, and the judge made the plane turn around and bring her back. I love it.
I was gonna mention that.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been another great show. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening.
Good night, everybody.